This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I read that story that the Japanese have determined that 30 minutes in the woods calms you down. I think 5 minutes of the Masters will...
That'll do it.
It will upset you, though. The music's great, but if you've wagered on some of these guys...
Yeah.
Let's bring in Jason Sobel. He's covering the Masters for the Action Network.
Good morning,
Jason. And we're
delighted
to welcome him in on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well, I got to tell you, the old line... in baseball has always been that you can't win a World Series in April, but you can lose it in April, and that seems to apply to the Masters. You can't win a Masters on the first day, but boy, you can struggle and lose it. And it's been fun to see so many people bunched up at the top of the leaderboard.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is an old line, and yes, there is some truth to it. You can definitely lose the Masters on Thursday and you can't win it, but each of the last 13 Masters champions has been inside of the top 10 after the first 18 holes. So this is more than a trend. I mean, this is a growing pattern that we've seen over the years. Doesn't mean it's going to continue over the next 3 days, but you can certainly look at those guys who are on the leaderboard right now as the biggest and best contenders for this green jacket.
Tiger at 2 under. We know that he has won the tournament from that spot before after Thursday in the first round. Phil Mickelson, I thought, was as surprising as anybody, 5 under at 48 years old. Are both of those guys in it till the end? Do you see any trends? What do you expect?
I can't wait to see Phil Mickelson's round today, because he was all over the place yesterday. In fact, when I saw him go in the water on 11, I kind of wrote him off. I kind of stopped watching Phil for a little bit and said, okay, that's enough of Phil. I mean, he might be okay, but he's not going to really contend. And next thing you know, he's making a bunch of birdies coming in down the stretch. And, boy, those afternoon guys got great conditions. I thought the course was going to firm up a little bit. I thought it was going to be a little tougher than the morning. But there were the last 3, 4, 5 groups out there. Most of the best scores of the day were in those groups. So it looks like they're going to get the easier side of the conditions today as well. They're going to miss some late afternoon rain. Those guys who played late yesterday will be out anywhere from 10:30 to 11 o'clock today and might miss the bad rain. So they could get some good conditions and separate themselves from the pack a little bit.
And we played coming in a cut from Bryson DeChambeau, and he is atop the board with Brooks Koepka. And Koepka, the storyline coming in is that he had gotten himself all chiseled up in order to be nude in ESPN, the magazine, their fine nude issue. And there was a question of whether he was changing himself too dramatically, to use a made-up word. What is your take on him in particular? It seemed like, again, both of them at 6 under, pretty damn good rounds of golf.
Yeah, it's funny. Neither one of them I loved coming into this event, honestly. DeChambeau was playing terrific golf at the end of last year. At one point, he had won 4 out of 9 starts around the world. And you're saying, okay, this is a guy who's going to seriously start winning majors right away. And over the last couple of months, he just wasn't playing his best golf. So it was hard to look at him over some other players who had played a lot better recently. So didn't love DeChambeau coming in, and definitely didn't love Koepka. As you mentioned, he lost 24 pounds. I mean, it's not like the guy looked like he hasn't eaten a meal in a while. He doesn't look much different, honestly, but he talked about losing 10 to 12 yards of driving distance, talked about not having enough energy on the golf course. I mean, these are like some big warning signs when you're trying to figure out who's going to win a golf tournament. I'd rather have the guy who has a lot of energy and is hitting it 10 to 12 yards further than a guy who has lost those things and seemingly is doing this for non-golf-related reasons. Just seemed like a head-scratcher to me, and yet It's almost as if Brooks Koepka at this point, with three major championships in the last 2 years, is like trolling the field saying, you know what, guys, I'm going to go out and lose 24 pounds and I'll still beat you. And you know, I'm going to handicap myself. Next month, I'm just going to use five clubs and try to win the PGA. The U.S. Open, I'll play with my eyes closed. And at the Open Championship, I don't know, maybe I'll play with, you know, one hand behind my back, and I'll see if that works for
me. I respect his attitude. I like it. Jason, you look at Jordan Spieth, 75, Justin Rose, 75, Rory, 73, Patrick Reed, 73. Who had the most disappointing first round?
Had to be Rory McIlroy, just because he was the favorite coming into this. I mean, the narrative has shifted so much. I was just on Twitter looking at some people that I respect a lot who said, you know, Brooks Koepka has to be the best player in the world right now. I'm like, whoa, hang on. That was one round. Nothing has been decided yet. 24 hours ago, we were talking about how Rory McIlroy is on the verge of claiming the career Grand Slam and how he hasn't finished worse than sixth in the stroke play event all year. So these things change so much. And in golf, we can't shift these narratives that quickly. So in any case, Rory McIlroy, 73 yesterday with six bogeys. I thought that was really disappointing because he did make a bunch of birdies, obviously, on the scorecard to keep things at least close and stay in it a little bit. I expect him to get rid of the bogeys today. I would not be surprised to see something in the 66-67 range for Rory McIlroy today to get himself back into the mix.
Other than, well, I guess, Angel Cabrera and Casey, is there anybody that you feel is eliminated?
Not really. And quite frankly, right now, I believe the 10-shot rule, which they use for the cut line here at the Masters, would include 85 of the 87 players. So, in theory, everybody is legitimately still in this, at least literally still in this thing going into the weekend. So, no, I mean, Paul Casey was super disappointing to me yesterday. I liked him coming in. He's been playing really good golf. If you're making a bet on today's round only and matchups and things like that, I think Casey can have a nice bounce back. I'm not sure what happened to him yesterday, but I'd be surprised if he plays as bad as that today. But other than that, no. I mean, like I said earlier, tradition states that you need to be right near the top after the first round in order to go win this golf tournament. But I still don't think a lot of those guys that one or two over are out of this thing by any means.
Jason, 28 golfers were under par. That was eight more than last year. Phil Mickelson cited the soft greens and the fact they weren't playing as fast as usual as maybe an opportunity for people to take advantage of that. What's the weather like today, and how do you expect conditions to affect the second round?
Already had some rain come through here in the morning, so it's going to be a little softer. Obviously, there's a sub-air system underneath the greens, which almost sucks the moisture out of them. It's almost like it rains basically through the greens and keeps on going under the turf. So the greens will still be just about as firm, but the course will be soft. These guys will be able to let it fly. And later today, we're getting some thunderstorms apparently around mid to late afternoon, so that's going to affect things for the later guys. But I don't see it playing any more difficult than it did yesterday. In fact, might be a little bit easier, but wait for the weekend. If we can get into play Sunday, because it's supposed to have thunderstorms on Sunday as well, but we're forecasting winds of up to 25 to 30 miles per hour on Sunday. So this thing is far from over, and we could have some absolute train wrecks on the leaderboard come Sunday.
Great stuff, Jason. Thanks a ton. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
You got it, guys. Enjoy it.
All right, buddy. That's Jason Sobel covering the Masters for the Action Network. And we should tell you that Masters coverage on The Score is brought to you by the BMW Championship at Medina Country Club, August 13th through August 18th of this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.